The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Is anyone out there? Well, if you are, it's time to make a purchase because the holidays are upon us and everyone knows that our collections make the best unique gift at great pricing. For you horror fans, check out the all-new Horror 500 Gigabyte Collection and also the new 2 TB Sci-Fi and Horror Collection. You ask, where do I go to get these fantastic collections? Well, you go to oldtimeradiodvd.com, of course. And while you're there, sign up for Nostalgia USA Digital Magazine with over 15 hours of audio and video in every issue. All free. Where, you ask? Well, oldtimeradiodvd.com, of course. Visit today. Order today. oldtimeradiodvd.com. Trust me, you'll be glad you did.
Jamie and Zoe.
Leo, the shock radiation and blast.
Fire!
But you must think about the two children.
I can't think about anything except those meteorites.
But
fire!
The boys,
look, I can't help that. They'll have to take their chances. Range recon.
180-190.
Right, new sequence. Red on standby. Fire!
She's blown out of space.
Zoe calculated the risk. Let's hope she was right.
Fire!
Screen's clear, sir. We've done it. Main body deflected.
Any signs of Jamie and Zoe?
No, I won't be able to pick them up on the video screen until the static is cleared.
Well, keep it on blue standby for now. There's bound to be a cloud of smaller stuff following on behind.
Yeah, okay.
I'll do a check on all circuits. Maintain all power levels till further notice.
No, I can't find them.
Yeah, watch out for smaller meteorites, Rika. Now then.
You know what you've done, don't you? Those two kids out there have probably been either burnt up by radiation or fried by thermal blast. Always assuming, of course, they weren't actually hit by any of that rubbish.
You think I don't know that? It was a calculated risk that had to be taken.
Why?
Because there's something on board that rocket that we've got to have if we're going to beat the Cybermen.
And that justified risking two lives?
Yes, to save many. But anyway, we're all going to be killed shortly unless you switch over to sectional air supply.
What are you talking about?
The Cybermen are going to poison the air.
How do you know?
Gemma told me.
Well, where is she?
She's in the oxygen.
Right, well, I'll talk to her.
No, well, you can't. She's dead. She sacrificed her life to warn us.
Here comes another swarm. Beat on bearing 4536.
Right.
Any sign of Zoe and the boy?
No. All systems on standby. We'll try 3-second interval shots. Stand by to reinforce the antimatter field around the wheel. Maybe we can turn them off course.
Coming into range.
Right. Tanya, watch the power levels. The spinelium rods must be nearly burned out
in
by now.
In range now. Bearing 180, 190 as before.
Red on standby. Fire. Fire.
Oh, it's dropping, Leo.
Put you over to antimatter field projectors.
They're turning. We've deflected them.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Hello, where's Jarvis?
Thank you.
There he is. Jarvis! Jarvis, what are you doing? Jarvis, what are you doing? Come back.
Oh, I'm going on. They've killed Gemma, you know.
Please come back.
I lifted the force field. You'd better replace it.
Leo, where are you going?
To bring him back. No, wait. You're too late. Look! Jarvis, watch out.
Oh.
How do you feel now?
I didn't think we'd get through. I feel as if someone's been hitting me all over with small hammers.
Just you take it easy.
Oh, it's all right. I'll help. What's the thing like we're looking for?
It's about that long, gold, with a gold tip on one end and a white one on the other. Now, you sure you're all right? Come on, then.
The meteorites have been destroyed. Now we will take over. You have inserted the capsule in the air supply.
Yes?
Inject it into the system. Effective penetration should be immediate. Report.
Negative. They must have switched over to the emergency supply.
That cannot be reached.
No, it is inside the force field.
Do you report success?
No, our plans are anticipated.
Wait. The data will be unmuted. One of the Earth's humans must have experience of our methods. Procession of all identities on the wheel is essential.
To your Fandor, look. This is the...
The Cybermen. I must have broken in on their frequency. This may be important.
Air into the box. Think of each individual human being at present on the wheel. Form the image in your eyes.
Tanya Lernoff, Astrogator, second class.
Negative.
Leo Ryan, communications officer.
Negative.
Jarvis Bennett, space station controller.
Negative.
They seem to be talking about the whole crew of the wheel, one after the other.
But why? What are they after?
Zoe Herriot, astrophysicist, astrometricist, first class.
Negative.
Doctor... I don't know who he is.
Name.
I don't know.
Name.
I don't know. I don't know.
What possible use could the wheel be to these Cybermen, Doctor?
That remains to be seen.
I don't see why you don't accept my theory that they're simply attacking us.
But they wouldn't go to all this trouble just to knock out one small space wheel.
Leo, there's something on radar.
What? It's not a meteorite. Hey, look, it's changing course.
There are no ships due in this forest, please.
Anyway, it's too big for one of our ships.
It could be a Cyberman spaceship.
Moving in for the kill.
Possibly.
What about radio, Rika? We must contact Earth for assistance.
Oh, no, not a chance. Though I could fix it up okay, but I need some transistors, and they are in the power room.
Then one of us will have to go and get them.
Positive. The daughter is known and reported. An enemy. He must be lured outside the force field and destroyed.
Gotta try and trap the doctor. Come on, let's get back and warn him.
And these are the corridors leading to the power room.
Yeah, well, that's no good. We don't know where those Cybermen will be.
Oh, how is he going to get there? Through the cable tunnels?
No, they're blocked off here and here. That just leaves the emergency air tunnel.
Captain.
Oh, Flanagan, where are you?
In the corridor, outside the spares and workshop. I've got a whole bunch of them locked up in the workshop.
Is the way clear through to the powerhouse?
It is, but they're melting down the doors. I can't hold them for much longer.
Well, look, one of us has got to come for some radio spares. Will you bottle them up as long as possible?
Right. I will seal off the other compartments, but you'd better send somebody quickly for them spares.
Right.
They may be trying the other doors.
Tell him I will go for the spares.
Well, you? Well, surely it's better if I go.
I think it's essential that I go.
All right. It's your neck.
Look, Flanagan, the doctor's coming for the spares. Now hold them back as long as you can.
I will meet up with the doctor in Corridor 6.
Right.
As soon as Flanagan comes through the force field, grab him.
Grab him? But what for?
And he isn't coming here, didn't you hear him? He's going to meet you in Corridor 6.
I somehow don't think he will not.
Yes, do as I say. I'll have the map. Now, remember, don't trust him. Check the metal plate on the back of his neck.
But take it.
The doctor is coming to Corridor 6.
Return to the operations room and destroy the force field after they let you through.
Another way.
How?
Through the air tunnels. There is one leading to the power room.
Show me.
Hey, what are you doing?
Here. Give another sideline.
What?
A bar.
Right. Trying to be all right now.
Oh. Sit down over there for a while, Rico.
He was being controlled.
Yes. You were dead lucky.
Aye. Here, where's the doctor? The Cybermen are going to try and lure him away and trap
He's
him.
He's already gone.
What?
I've got the spares.
Doctor, be careful! Jamie! Oh, thank heavens. Are you and Zoe all right?
Yes, but listen. The Cybermen know you're on the wheel. They're going to try and trap you.
Yes, yes, I guess they would. Have you got the time vector generator?
Yes.
Good. Now listen to me. I want you to bring it to me. Hmm? Get somebody to show you the way through the air corridors. Hello? I think I've got company.
Company? What did he mean? Company?
I suppose you've come for me.
You know our ways.
Yes, I thought you'd realize somebody did. I imagine you have orders to destroy me.
Yes.
Tell me one thing. Why did you order Duggan to destroy radio communication with the Earth? After all, that is why you want possession of the wheel, isn't it?
You know our ways.
That doesn't answer my question.
He was instructed to destroy only the transmitting complex.
Oh, I see. How interesting. Yes, of course. And presumably your large spaceship holds your invasion fleet, and the smaller ships can only enter the Earth's atmosphere by homing on a radio beam.
You know our ways. You must be destroyed.
Yes, well, I was afraid you'd get back to that. Well, you'd better come in.
You can't break through the field, you know.
You will be destroyed. Others are coming.
Jamie, is he all right?
Yes.
Oh, I got a head like a big bass drum. Somebody's going to pay for this.
Oh, looks like the doctor's already made one of them pay.
Yes, but they're sending in reinforcements, probably through the loading bay. I've got the rod.
Thank you.
I'm going to try and fix this into the laser gun circuit. With any luck, I should be able to boost the power enough to destroy the Cyberman spaceship. But you'll have to hold them off at the loading bay. I need time.
Right, leave that to me.
Well, there's still a Cyberman left, so watch out for him.
Well, I think I know just the thing for him.
Good, and here's a metal plate for Valos. Lee Orion says you to call him.
You see how them creatures like this stuff?
That ship's closing in on us.
I tried to put some extra power into your laser. Line it up on the Cyberman spaceship, and I'll let you know when I'm ready.
Right, well, you better hurry, Doctor. That ship's moving towards us.
Yes, I know. They're going to invade us.
Not important.
Hurry, Doctor. Hurry.
Yes, all right.
Standby.
And fire!
Oh, we've done it.
Earth Central, stand by for emergency report.
Earth Central, contact clear, standing by.
Where's Zoe?
She's going to take the doctor and Jamie back to the rocket.
Earth Central, standing by with the recording apparatus. Commence report.
Hello, Earth Central. This is Captain Ryan, acting controller of Station 3.
Recording in progress. Go ahead, Captain.
Preliminary report on communications failure. A radio contact lost at approximately 12:52 hours due to invasion of alien force. Full report to follow. All systems now operational. Request official permission to assume responsibility.
So I've just got to go back?
I'm afraid so.
And you won't tell me anything about this... What is it?
TARDIS.
Oh, yes. I asked the doctor what it meant. Time and relative dimensions in space, he said.
Yes.
But you won't explain it.
Well... You see, Zoe, it's like two different worlds. Look, you've got yours and the doctor and me have ours.
Jamie!
Look, you've been... Well, look, Zoe, we won't forget you.
All set?
Yes. I've even got some mercury left over.
Oh, we can go then.
Yes, I think.
Well, just a little matter to settle first, I think, Jamie.
Hey, I thought I told you...
I want to go with you.
Why, it's impossible.
Now, Jamie, it's not impossible, but it's something that we have to decide.
You may change your mind.
No, I won't.
I wonder.
Zoe?
Watch the screen up there.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to show Zoe the sort of thing that she may be in for.
Thought pattern?
Yes. Only I'm going to weave them into a complete story for you. Have you ever heard of the Daleks?
No.
Then watch.
Who are you? Who are you?
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.